Patriots fans, the New England Patriots are ready to start the 2023 NFL league year. How are they set for finances? We've got the man with all the answers here today. Stick around. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful. Thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage and also your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On Patriots is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. So smash that subscribe button, download, subscribe to, follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode, folks, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of the NFL. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/lockedon today to get started. Folks, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to help me close the week in style here on Locked On Patriots. It is Foxborough Finance Friday, and who else could we possibly bring here today to help us absorb all the wisdom and counsel that he has to provide on all things related to Foxborough Finance is our good friend, that Pat's Cap himself, Miguel Benzon, joins us here today. Miguel, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome back to Locked On Patriots, bud.
Oh, it's always an honor. I remember the last time I was on on January, and it was such a fun time. I love coming on the show. Just awesome time for me. I got to give a shout out to Murph and Clazzy Claire. They've been killing it recently. I listen to the show on via YouTube. I don't watch the show via YouTube, but I got to give a shout out to Claire and the smile t-shirt or shirt she was wearing on Wednesday. All right. Loved it.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a big smile on Claire's face on Wednesday's episode. And that was due to the fact that we were breaking down tight endage, some real big pearls of wisdom brought by Claire on Wednesday without any question. Tip of the cap, nod to the gods there. And of course, Murph always brings it on Mondays. He's been helping us out on Fridays here on Locked On, but whenever we have the opportunity to bring a little Foxborough finance to our Friday, it's always a good thing, bud. So let's dive right in. The New England Patriots right now, as currently constituted, Miguel, right, sit with $31,838,852 in available cap space. Those are your down to the penny predictions. Those are your down to the penny calculations. Folks, whenever there's a salary cap question, you know, I never go anywhere else. He's the only source that I need. And quite frankly, the only source we all need here in Patriots Nation. So Miguel, the big question on everybody's mind when it comes to the New England Patriots is what a number like approximately $32 million in salary cap space means for the New England Patriots heading into the year at this point in time. They do have free agents internally to re-sign. They've got external free agents that they want to pursue. They do have draft picks that they have to bring in. But first, before we get into all the speculation and individual players, what does a number like this mean for the Pats heading into this year?
Big picture wise, is a great space, good spot to be in. All right. I'm actually, Mike, more excited this year than I was in 2021 when the Patriots had 60 plus million dollars in cap space but going into free agency. And the reason is back then I knew the Patriots were going to spend money. I knew they were going to spend money, and since they were near the top, I thought they were pretty sure they would get it anybody they wanted. All right. Some of the players they acquired that I wanted haven't worked out. I'm talking about you, John Smith. This year, I'm excited to see what happened in free agencies, because the paths the Patriots could take, and they go in different ways. Like, for example, offensive line. Mm-hmm. What do they do with Trent Brown? Mm-hmm. All right? Do you just keep him on? Do you extend him? Because it looked like it was recent. They had a Something had a Instagram of his recent workout. He looks
thin. He's working out. He's giving it everything he's got. Yeah.
Offensive linemen, they could play for several years. Mm-hmm. So he's only, I know he's 30 years old, but he could play at a high level for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
All right. Or do you just cut him, get the cap space, and sign even a younger player on the offensive line? All right. Mm-hmm. You could do something like, and then you got the other thing, what you going to do with the wideouts, all right? Mm. What are you going to do with Jacoby, who's been Mac Jones' binky, all right? But he's not someone, I think personally, that defenses are worrying on Tuesday and Wednesday nights thinking, how do I stop Jacoby? You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I know, what's the guy from Patriots? Eldred, I think it's Eldred, who wants a big-time wide receiver for Patriots Alpha.
All right. LJ's been patiently waiting for that number one wideout for years. Love him dearly. He is a great, great man, a great supporter of the pod. We're hoping this year he finally gets what he wants, but you're the guy that's going to tell us how we can get there, Mike.
So big picture-wise, they can do it, all right? Mm-hmm. Because, folks, you'll say, well, like, for example, D-Hop, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah,
right. Well, he's going to cost so much money in the cap space. Patriots have enough cap space to take it on, and then they can reach a deal to lower that cap space number. All right. Mm-hmm. There's no chance that he's, I don't think, if they were going to acquire someone with a big cap number, mm-hmm. like D-Hop, he's playing on that cap number. All right?
Right.
They just need to have enough cap space to get the guy's original salary and then do the extension, which is what they did, folks. If you've been a longtime Patriots, that's what they did with Randy Moss. You know, they took him on a 2007 draft, and then they lowered his, then they reached the extent, lowered his salary. All right. Well, I'm not talking, I'm not thinking anything new. I'm just going past, you got history. That's why history is so important, folks. All right. So it's O-line, wide receiver, and following up on Claire's thing. All right. And which he was talking about drafting someone in the second and third round. All right. That's still a possibility just because they have, you could go crazy and, you know, extend Hunter Henry. But I don't like you. She had brought up talking about extending Hunter Henry. I don't think if they're going to do that, they're going to extend Hunter Henry. I think they're going to wait closer to the beginning of the season than an offseason and create cap space. But I think they want to see if he's going to work with Bill O'Brien. Mm-hmm. I think he is, but I don't think they're going to put the $15 to $20 million signing bonus, give him that money, the guarantee, without knowing that, without training camp. All right?
Right.
So there's different things that, like, you know, they have ball circles in the air that they could do, which I don't think, if you could create an off-season plan. I thought to do one, and I actually realized I'm going to have to create three different ones. Because I started doing one with keeping Trent Brown on his current contract, trading Trent Brown, or extending Trent Brown. Each three had different cap impacts.
Mm.
And so I just decided, well, I won't do one. If I come out, I'm like, man, they could do all three things, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see them doing all three things. I just don't know which they would do. Because once I saw, I'm like, man, he's not, if he plays well, his cap number, $12 million, isn't that bad for a good to great left tackle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm excited, because I think we're going to know within the first couple of hours of free agency what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we might even know before with the legal tampering, because they're not supposed to announce deals, but Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter and Tom Pelissero will say these two sides agreed to a deal.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's going to be no talking this weekend at all. We know that. They're going to wait for that moment to really pounce on that. It's a good thing they have that legal tampering period now, because in years past, boy, I'll tell you, it was a real son of a bee to get those those deals done in like 4 minutes. You know, from the time it was tough. Those days were difficult. Yeah.
So like talking about Lamar Jackson, right? They're talking about how difficult it is for him to create a contract with the Ravens. Yet at 4:01 p.m. March 15th, we're going to hear it deals.
Absolutely. It's amazing how quickly they come together. It's, you know, that decision-making just really like kicks in right at 12:01 a.m. or 4:01 p.m., you know, whenever it was. I remember back in the day, it used to be, you know, midnight you'd get some of these deals, you know. Yeah, that was, those were rough. At least they make it a primetime event now. Kudos to the NFL on that. But, Miguel, you definitely give us some optimism. And there are a lot of different scenarios, folks, that could happen. And Miguel's here to break all of those down today. We are going to get right into that in just a moment. When this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues, everything Foxborough Finance with Patriots salary cap top gun, folks. He is here today. Miguel Benzon will join me and continue to join me here in just a moment when we continue. But first, folks, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends over at FanDuel Sportsbook. The midway point of the NBA season is here, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, it's secure, and it's super easy to use. And then you can bet on everything from the money line to the point scorers to the three-pointers drained. Plus, FanDuel will even let you combine your bets for a bigger chance at a payout with the same game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Patriots fans, the one, the only, Miguel Patscap Benzon joins me here today, closing the week in style on Locked On Patriots. Of course, I am your host, Mike Bade, and I am always, always honored to be joined by Miguel every time he comes here on Locked On Patriots to lend his wisdom and counsel. And but it really is the perfect time of year to host you here on Locked On Patriots, because as you said in the previous segment, Patriots, $32 million right now in available cap space. There are a lot of ways in which this team could clear additional cap space prior to the league year beginning on March 15th. And that process is going to continue even beyond that. So when you look into your Benzonian crystal ball, my friend, I've been waiting a long time to say that, folks. I've got Belichickian crystal ball. I got Claire with the clairvoyance and reading the tear leaves. But you know what? It's the Benzonian crystal ball right now that we're all looking into. I'm going to put you on the spot, but not quite put you on the spot. Okay. I'm going to ask you a general question, but hoping that you'll narrow it down a little bit more for me here on Locked On Patriots. Right. When you look at the Patriots' potential moves to be made, we know they've got internal free agents to re-sign. We know they've got external free agents that they've got their eye on. Walk us through what the Patriots might do in your own assessment and really what the best moves are for this team moving forward.
Ooh, all right. He said best. That's a subjective thing.
And that's where we need the opinion. Okay, that's the Benzonian crystal ball, my friend.
Okay, all right. Okay. I'm going to go big picture-wise. See, this is my opinion. All right? My goal in free agency would be to get a top-flight tackle, offensive tackle. So I'm talking either Orlando Brown or Jawan Taylor or a Mike McGlinchey, all right? Mm-hmm. I try to send that
sign. I like it so far.
Okay. To a four-year, $60 million deal, all right? Mm. Oh, my God. So you say, oh, my God, that's $15 million off the cap. No, it's not, all right? It's going to probably be about $6 to $7.5 million off the cap, all right? And then because the Patriots will give them a large signing bonus, will be prorated over 4 years. If they sign the players for 5 years, it'll be over 5 years. All right. Probably be a really low salary in 2023, probably be like $1 million or $1.5 million. All right. And then you get whoever they sign will definitely get active roster bonuses, probably be in the amount of $1 million. So let's say you got a $1.5 million minimum salary, you got $1 million in active roster bonus, you got $5 million in salary proration. You get about $7.5 million, all right? Mm-hmm. That's cap number. But then when you subtract out the salary of the player on the current on the roster who's going to get dropped, their salary is going to drop, Right now, that's $870,000. All right. Mm-hmm. So that's just so that net cost is just under $7 million. All right. Then there's my offensive line. Okay. I want to get a top flight cornerback.
Mm.
All right. So I'm thinking about Jamal Dean. I'm gonna go a little bit crazy, Mike. All right, so mm-hmm. if I get Jamal Dean, I'm cutting Jamal Mills. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm basically replacing Jamal Mills' cap number on the Patriots roster books with Jamal Dean, and I'm for a net loss of about $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. On 2020, you know, obviously it's gonna be more in 2024. All right. Then I'm gonna try to steal, poach, hurt the Bills, all right, by getting Tremaine Edmonds.
Mm.
All right. I'm going big picture wise, folks. I'm going big. All right. So I'm signing him, and he's gonna probably be, you know, 4 years, $76 million. So it's probably an $8 million cap hit in year one. All right, so around mm-hmm. $7.25 million, you know, net cap loss. All right, mm-hmm. if I do that, I gotta cut someone. And the all right, oh boy. I'm good right there because I got Jamal Dean.
I'm higher on Edmonds than a lot of people are. I think this could be a good fit for him. So okay. I like this so far. Yeah.
Okay, my man Matt Jones about there recruiting the people. All right, I'm gonna go to Matt Judon, and say, "Hey, I'm gonna give you a signing bonus right now to lower your salary, and not right now, not just sometimes. We're gonna give you the money over the 18 weeks starting in September, because sometimes that's what some teams do when they mm-hmm. convert salary into signing bonus. They actually just give the signing bonus in the same." Weekly installment says the player's salary. All right. Mm-hmm. And that's actually 36 weeks. I'm going to say to Matthew Judon, I'm going to give you the salary right now, signing bonus right now. Okay. All right. I create the cap space that way. So I'm paying for Tremaine Edmonds with a salary signing bonus conversion with Matthew Judon.
Right.
I paid for Jamal, possibly paid for Jamal Dean with cutting Jamal Mills. Mm-hmm. I'm using some of that $32 million on an offensive tackle. All right, mm-hmm. then gotcha. If and I have strong doubts that they could get a number one wideout via trade, I was like, we know they're not getting Keenan Allen, all right, because they just restructured the deal. Jerry Jeudy, I think the Brian mm-hmm. heard from you know Matthew Berry going to the who used to be on ESPN and now runs his own thing, went to the combine and said he heard the Broncos are trying to trade Cortland Sutton instead of Jerry Jeudy.
Mm.
And cap-wise, it makes a lot of great sales sense for the Broncos to keep Jerry Jeudy than to trade him away. All right. So I understand I don't think the Bengals are not trading T. Higgins. I will go on records saying that I'll be willing to bet money on that. I'll take the bet. If you lose, you just give the money to the Habitat of Humanity, and I'll give the money. I win. If you win, I'll send you the money in Venmo. All right.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that the Bengals would be willing to move him. I mean,
I've asked two Bengals fans who cover the cap, Andre Parada and John Baines. Ask Mike mm-hmm. Trags. Who used to cover the Patriots. Right? He now covers the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them said there's no chance that the Bengals are going to trade T. Higgins. All right?
Yeah, Trags was my source on that as well.
Great minds think alike.
Absolutely. Yep. The first call I made when I heard it. And Mike is as good as it comes when it comes to this business. So, I trust him.
I'm so happy for him. Unfortunately, his team didn't win. But so happy for that at least the team he's covering has continued to have great success.
Right. Absolutely.
So those are the big items. Those are those three guys. Like that. So I got my offensive tackle, I got a linebacker, a young linebacker, and I got a cornerback. All right. I try to fill the holes the rest of on this roster via the draft. And if I can't get a number one wide out, I got the cap space to do it. I would have to cut probably, for example, if you get D Hop, or if you got any, whoever you want, you're probably cutting Devontae Parker. So he, so either him or Kendrick Bourne, and I'd rather have Bourne over Parker. All right. But whichever one, it doesn't really matter which one of those two is gone. All right.
Yeah.
So that helps partially pay for the number one wide receiver. That's what I would do. I think the Patriots are going to do something like that, but we'll see. we'll see.
You know, I love it. I really do. I like the ingenuity I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Patriots are an interesting situation where you're an 8-9 team who could have, with some luck, better luck last year, could have made it into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But they have holes on this team. All right.
Right.
And that need to be filled. I don't think it's possible for them to build a perfect team this year. Mm. I think they could build a team that could contend for the Super Bowl this year. And by means, like I said, they get into the playoffs and maybe you get caught, get lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take yourselves all to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's we've seen it happen in the past. We've seen it with the Ravens, with Flacco, when he won his Super Bowl. Teams get hot. The Giants, when they beat the Patriots, I think both times, I think they got lucky.
Tough memories, I know. Yeah, they did. They got hot at the right time. Yeah,
they got hot at the right time. I don't. It breaks my heart.
It does. It does. It hurts all these years later, but it really does. There's no question about it.
I don't want to talk about that. Teams can get hot, right? And really, winning a Super Bowl is really dependent on a couple of things. You got to be relatively healthy. For example, the Football Outsiders just came out with a stat about AGL, adjusted games lost. The Chiefs were fourth in terms of the least number of games lost. All right? The year the Rams won it, they were relatively happy. The years the Buccaneers won it with Tom Brady, they were one of the healthiest teams in the league. All right? Mm-hmm. You're going to catch a break with the officiating. You better hope all the calls go your way. All right?
It's true. It is.
It's true. And then the weather. Mm-hmm. Give me
this, of course.
Yeah, if the Patriots get to play in bad weather, all right, maybe against a team or that might be more talented, that weather might shrink that talent difference out.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? So I think they can get there, Mike. I don't know. Like I said, I'm more excited to see what they're going to do. I don't know which way they're going to go. We see the holes on the team, and they have been like something. Jordan Schultz said something about Hunter Henry. I'm like, not getting cut. I'm like, I didn't even see that coming. Like, I didn't know why he would. I'm like, okay, whatever. All right.
We talked about that on Wednesday a little bit here on Locked On Patriots. Yeah. And, there are different scenarios that you see that are laid out. And, yeah, there is a $10 million cap savings if you release Hunter. But at the same time, you're also looking at having to put that money directly back in to fill a position you already have an able-bodied guy that has a relationship with Mac Jones and also can thrive in a Bill O'Brien system. I just didn't see that. And I know the aura was out there, but it just made no sense to me from the start. And it sounds like we're like-minded when it comes to
that. Sympatical and like that. I'll tell you this. I'm a cap space guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said, hopefully I've said this. Cap space don't make plays on the field.
Right.
They don't tackle. They don't catch. They don't throw. They don't break up tackle. Yeah. They don't do anything. Cap space on the field doesn't that tend – You know what I'm saying? So it's all about value. The question is Hunter Henry worth $10.5 million in cash this year? That's the question.
Right.
That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
And do you make that decision in March before you get to see how he works out with with Bill O'Brien?
Excellent.
I don't think they do that. Because that's what the question is. If they make up, if they have made up their mind, then like, God bless them. Like, good that they made up their mind. I would probably say I don't understand it, but at least you made, you know, saying like I for example, like not to rehash 2022, like the left hand converted John Smith's salary into a signing, most of John into signing bonus. The right hand didn't give him the ball throughout the season. Right. You know what I'm saying? And the right hand, the left hand guy was Matt Patricia because he signs the contracts.
Right.
The right hand guy was Matt Patricia calling the plays. Same person, two hands, they weren't talking to each other. Yeah. At least this year, we got some hope that the two hands are talking to each other.
Yeah, exactly. And those hands are definitely hands that are used to prolific tight ends on this roster, or really any position. When you look at what Bill O'Brien does well, guys that do well in his offense are guys that can run routes. Hunter is one of the better route runners I've ever covered, from his days when I covered him as a Charger to right now. He can definitely run the routes. If you're looking at a 12-man personnel and someone who can complement him, you'd like maybe a guy that can get a little more yards after the catch. I think Jono can be that guy, but if the Patriots are not comfortable with that and they look to move on from him, there are ways to do it after June 1st, looking for a trade. Yeah. Then maybe you're looking at the draft and bringing some guys in that could be able to do that. But all in all, I think that scenarios are abound. And Miguel, I think you've laid some amazing scenarios out in terms of what you would do here if you were GM of the Patriots. But we're not going to let you go that easily, my friend. Okay. I am going to put you on the hot seat in just a moment.
Oh, I like that.
We're going to ask for Miguel's bold prediction about what the Patriots will do. We're also going to ask about a bold prediction as to what they won't do. And, of course, in a segment unique to Locked On Patriots, Miguel does have one item to set the record straight on, and you're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned, folks, as this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast wraps up. Pats fans, the amazing Miguel Benzon joins me here today. The Pats cap himself, the celery cap top gun, the best of the best is with me to close the week in style here on Locked On Patriots. And my friend, it's been a blast so far. We've had a few laughs. We've talked scenarios. We've prognosticated. You got to love it. We've even brought out the Benzonian crystal ball, folks. But absolutely. Now the seat's going to get a little bit hot, my friend. It's early March here in the Northeast, but it doesn't mean that we can't heat things up in New England. When you look at this team, and you've already told us what you would do as GM of the New England Patriots, but you're Bill Belichick. You're in that hot seat. You're thinking the way Bill Belichick thinks. What's a bold prediction for the way the Patriots will go? And what's a bold prediction for the way they won't go?
Bold prediction, they sign a offensive tackle within the first hour of free agency. They sign three big free agents within the first day of free agents. That's right.
Folks, you just heard and the vibration you're feeling right now, that's Murph dancing as he's listening to this in Connecticut. He is loving that prediction. The big green man ready to go. You just made his whole weekend, Miguel.
Because that's bold. Okay, and what they won't do. They won't. Okay, see, we already said it before. They're not going to trade for Jerry. I'm trying to think what they won't do. Oh, my gosh. Hold on a minute. Let me look at the roster.
Pulling on all of your cap space knowledge, pulling on all the financials that the Patriots have and the advice that you could provide to someone like Bill Belichick sitting next to him in terms of finance, what would be something where you'd say, nah, Bill, that's really not a great move. Like, really something that would shock people or surprise people where you'd advise them, this is not the move to make. That seat is hot, folks. I told you we were going to heat things up here on Locked On Patriots.
The move would be that they don't think they would do is Hunter Henry. I don't think they cut
that
him.
Counts.
Okay, but they already announced, somebody reported that. Like literally, if we that's I hate that that Jordan Schultz thing because I don't think they would.
Yeah,
because I'm like thinking because he's on a list of people who could, you can create a lot of cap space with. All right. Won't do. Okay. Pay Jacoby Myers more than $14 million a year.
Oh, that's a good one.
They won't do that. They won't do that. Okay.
That is a good one.
Okay.
And it's a question we get a lot here on Locked On Patriots, especially because Jacoby's so beloved. People are saying, will the Patriots move that gamut? I don't think they go any higher than 12, 13. I think 14 is pushing it. 15 is beyond the limit. I don't think you get up to that level with a guy like Jacoby. And I love Jacoby Myers.
And I'll say, just big picture wise, folks, JC, I was one of the guys who got, I was dead wrong at JC Jackson. All right. I thought he'd get $18 million.
Yeah, I think we all were.
Okay.
Yeah.
He got $15 million. Yes. And I said, and I said this, I think early last year, early during the season, if Jacoby Myers was a first round pick, I would definitely have put him that he would get 18 to 20 this year. Right. And the reason is because, folks, if you have a first-round grade, that carries with you through the rest of your NFL career, all right? So that means if you had a first-round grade, that means you had a characteristic that says that's outstanding, all right?
Right.
Jacoby does a couple of things very well, but he's not a player that if Mac Jones throws in a ball on the Patriots 20, there's no one who's thinking that Jacoby's going 80 yards with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? No one's thinking that, all right? So at best, I think Jacoby is a high-end number two wide receiver. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the Patriots have been about value this out throughout the Bill Belichick era. I just think that over 14 is not good value for how they do it. All right. I thought he had 3 agents, understood agents. Somebody said he was only on 2. If you switch agents, that tells me you're looking for the money. All right.
Yeah.
And exactly. I know that you, all right. If he was a restricted free agent last year, so teams were allowed to talk to him when he was a restricted free agent, I am sure he knows he's talked to someone last year and said, hey, you have a year like the blah, 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 blah. In 2023, we'll give you this. He knows what he's worth. We'll see. I would love to be wrong on this one because it would make – I'm a big Mac Jones fan, so I should go back. So if they do sign Jacoby, man – they're really putting the saying to Mac, it's on you.
Yeah.
And let's go with it.
Yeah. It's true. It really is. And it does make an interesting storyline for down the line. Like you said, is that bringing him back, does that mean that they've gone all in on Mac Jones? I mean, obviously you have to think that it's looking in that direction because Mac and Jacoby have a very good relationship. He said several times that that is his guy. So you have to wonder whether or not letting him walk does anything to that relationship. But also, Mac is a pragmatist, and he also realizes that you have to build a team around him. And dedicating that kind of money to a Jacoby Myers, who is, like you said, a dedicated number two on a roster, not a dedicated everyday wide receiver one, it does create some restraint as well. So Jacoby is going to be one of those that we're going to be watching very closely here on Locked On. And Miguel, tip of the cap, nod of the gods, I thank you very much for that insight. But we're not quite done yet, my friend, because I know that in a segment unique to Locked On Patriots, you always want to dispel some of those cap myths floating around. And especially this weekend, there's an awful lot going around out there about incorrect ways to use the cap, incorrect assumptions that Patriots fans or fans of any NFL team make about the salary cap and what it means for what they can do, what they can't do. Floor is yours, my friend. Take us home. What do you need to set the record straight on as the great and powerful Wizard of Benzon?
All right. So Phil Yates this week says this is the Patriots adjusted cap number, right? Mm-hmm. And you see in the list, the Patriots had the fourth lowest amount in the league, right? And the primary reason they had the fourth lowest amount is they had a lot of people, they had a negative adjustment. They had a negative adjustment. So people saw that list. So Bob Kraft is cheap. All right. The Patriots are on that list, at fourth on the list, because they had players like Trent Brown, like Jeechish Wise, earn their incentives, which means they had a negative adjustment.
Right.
All right. That's why they were low. It has nothing to do with Bob Kraft being cheap. He actually had to pay out these incentives on February 15th.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think I said this on my last show that I was expecting them to have a negative adjustment. All right. And they actually came out true. All right.
Right.
So it's people want to say that Bob Kraft is cheap, which is whatever. But at least in this particular instance, the evidence is not there. All right. Because let's say that the Chiefs, who has the least amount of adjusted cap number, it's because they had players earn their incentives on their way to the Super Bowl, like Juju Schuster, right? Or whoever the guy was on their team that had a lot of incentives, right?
Right.
I don't think anyone on the is saying that the Chiefs were cheap, right? But the Patriots were fourth, they're cheap. That's the consistency isn't there. The other thing that has going to happen now, we just heard about the comp picks, right?
Right.
Now they're going to say, well, how much cap space is going to take up with the draft picks? People, all right. The top 51 rule. People say it's going to take $12 million to save the draft picks. It's not. It's going to take about $3 to $5 million. But less, probably $3 to $4 million, all right, because of the top 51 rule. Right now, the guy who has the 51 highest cap number on the team has a salary $870,000, all right? You sign a draft pick, and he has a cap number of $2 million.
Right.
You're dropping off that guy of $870,000, so you get that difference of $1.13 million. That's the net cost, all right? Mm-hmm. And for the guys who are like in the seventh-round pick, the only part of their cap number that's going to hit the cap immediately is a signing bonus proration, which is going to be like $50,000 to $100,000, all right? That $750,000 is not going to hit the cap until they make the team in September.
Right.
All right. But if they make the team, there's most likely, excuse me, folks, they're going to bump off a player who's making much more than them, a higher salary than the Creighton cap space. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, so those are the two biggest things I wanted to say about setting the record straight. That's all I got. I mean, like, there is folks, I'll tell you this right now, this next couple of weeks, I'm going to be really busy with keeping up with the numbers. I hope the Patriots keep me busy. I want them to sign as many players. I will just say this. This report of players A signed a deal for 4 years, $50 million. That's not, I need more information than that. All right, so just ask you guys to be patient when I have the numbers that I can work with to give the players great numbers. I will put it out there. Trust me. I do not benefit by waiting.
Absolutely, folks.
Okay. Do we have time to go over the internal free agents? Go see what happens. Do we have time?
I'll tell you what. You know what? We have time for you, my friend. Absolutely. Okay. What we'll do is we'll take us home here. Your internal free agent must have. Let's leave it at that. And that'll be a good way. Your internal free agent must have for the New England Patriots before we take it home and we give this show to the mass, my friend.
Okay. Must have. I only had a couple. Jabril Peppers.
I like it.
Okay. And Jonathan Jones. That's it. I can and my wife would kill me if I didn't say Devin McCourty. But that's Devin McCourty's decision. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like literally this list is of free agents, right? Because they already re-signed three guys who were, we say, this list of free agents they have, they're good players,
right?
But there's none of them that says I need to have, except for Jabril Peppers and Jonathan Jones. Other than that, it was like, and some players, like, you know, like, no disrespect to like Daniel Akele or Damian Harris, none of those disrespect. I just don't think they need to have players. Yeah. It's like I don't personally, if I was Damian Harris, I would have signed a deal with the Patriots a long time ago, because I really think, as a guy who's coming off an injury and with the supply, even with the three tags for the running backs, he's not going to get paid this year.
So you might you have to wonder if that works to the Patriots' advantage, because Damian is a very good complement to Ramondre Stevenson. I mean, if they're not going to go that route in the draft, Damian makes an awful lot of sense. So if they can get him on a team-friendly deal, you definitely do it. But I agree with you. I think the two guys that the Patriots really look at and say, you know what, the way we do things here in New England, obviously Jonathan Jones right up at the top of that list, but I love Jabril Peppers' mention as well, because of the physical way that he plays. That enforcer in the backfield is vital to the way this team's going to play this year, and I love having him here. So I like
guys.
It.
Those are two guys. No offense to the other players, because I'm personally – I like the other guys, but you said the question was need to have.
Yeah, those are absolutely.
All right, that's it. I'm done.
Folks, what more can we ask for? The Pat's Gap Top Gun has given us his list. He is the Top Gun because, quite frankly, he is the best of the best. The man has no equal. That plaque for the alternates, I say this all the time, not existent, because he just has no equal. And I always love sharing the microphone with you. But I'm always told that I'm overly effusive sometimes in my praise. No. I assure you, folks, I am not overly effusive. Maybe I am a little flowery with my words. I'll admit that. But the sentiment is always pure, and the sentiment is always 100% genuine. I'm honored to share the microphone with you, my friend, not just because of the wealth of knowledge that you provide to all of us here in Patriots Nation when it comes to Foxborough Finance, but also the amazing things that you do in your personal life, and especially the charity work that you do with Habitat for Humanity. I am honored and grateful to call you a friend, most importantly. Thank you. So thank you for joining me here today on Locked On Patriots. And folks, definitely check him out at Pat's Cap. He will be the busiest man in Foxborough over the course of the next couple of weeks. We're hoping from our, you know, definitely we are hoping. But again, definitely take a moment to think
of work.
I love it. I love it. But please be patient with his calculations and know that, you know, these calculations can't be done on a dime. He needs to see all the numbers before we can really absorb. And Bud, when all the dust settles from the initial first wave of free agency, we would love to have you back for a Pat's Cap report card episode. How did the Patriots do from a finance standpoint? We're going to grade the Patriots' moves financially, and Miguel's going to give his opinion on that. So I always... always love that, and I thank you for all of your insight. My friend, before I let you go, any parting words for our adoring fan base as we take our leave into the weekend, my friend?
Patriots Nation, it's going to be exciting times. That's all I got to say. I'm excited for the offseason. Hope you're excited. That's all I got to say. I'm just looking forward. I'm a Mac Jones guy, so I'm just hoping they put some talent around him and let's just rock and roll. That's good. I'm good. I'm good, Mike.
Absolutely,
folks. Folks, I'll tell you this. I suffer from March Madness. Hopefully we're seeing some great basketball this year, this next couple of weeks. Let's go.
Yeah, we're hoping so. Your UConn Huskies took care of my Friars on Thursday afternoon. So, but the Friars made it interesting, Miguel. You got to give them credit for having some spunk to get back in the game. I know Murph's doing his dance right now. We'll talk about that next week when he gets up here, folks. But all kidding aside, I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for taking time out of your busy schedule to make Locked On Patriots a daily part of your Patriots coverage and also one of your first listens every day. Hopefully we are your first listen, and if we were, please make your second listen, our good friends over at Locked On NFL Draft. My colleagues, Damian Parson and Keith Sanchez, are absolutely crushing it with the knowledge they bring from the Draft Network each and every day. Download, subscribe to, follow Locked On Patriots, follow Locked On NFL Draft and Locked On Patriots, wherever you guys get your podcasts. And again, thank you so much for taking the time out to make me a part of your day as well. On behalf of the great Miguel, that's Cap Benzon, I am Mike DeBate. Stay safe, stay well, be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everybody, and a great weekend. We'll be back here on Monday with Mock Draft Monday right here on Locked On Patriots.